You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training program. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Sometimes in our lives, we all
Blind and Beyond Radio Show. with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome!
1, 2, 3.
You're listening to some crazy people here. You're listening to a live show from Orlando, Florida. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and people are going nuts here today. The problem is...
Which problem?
In our studio, we have a major problem. We have air conditioning that's on, they say it's on, and it's probably where we're at.
It's on heat.
In the studio where we are right now, it's probably about 90, but that's pretty good.
But that's
because
by Chris,
it's probably about 120 in this engineer room where Chris is. And he's going crazy
in
there.
He's going to melt away.
Yeah.
You call him the streak.
Yeah, so if you don't answer right away, he's probably in the oven. Anyway, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we got a lot planned for you today.
Oh, boy.
The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. The players here today, to my right, is my lovely wife, the smart one in the family, Lynn Golder, our co-host.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the June 10th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're here.
And then to my left, we have the genius among us. That's
she
right.
Is. She's a tech genius.
The Presidente, El Presidente. Another one of our friends and co-host. Co-host, her name is Sheila Young.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome on this beautiful, warm evening.
And behind the scenes, in the oven, right now, I think he's still there. Without him,
it's
there's
in the
no
sauna.
Show.
Let's use the word sauna.
He's
not
in the sauna.
Oven.
He's in the sauna. The sauna.
All right.
We're talking about right now. Chris Shaw, you there in the oven?
He's there. He's there.
He's rocking it.
That's how I feel over here. So,
you want to lose some weight? Well, that's it.
It is.
And Michael, let's give a shout out to our co-host. I mean, our guest host that was supposed to be here.
Kyle Johnson.
Right.
That's right. From mm-hmm. Lighthouse, Central Florida.
Yeah.
Mr. VP.
Sorry, Kyle.
Sorry your daughter's ill.
Yes. Yeah.
Take care of your daughter. Maybe next time soon.
Can I give a shout out?
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Good, Jill. You start to say what?
I started to say I'd like to give a shout out.
Go ahead.
One, two birthdays are coming up this week. I'd like to say an early happy birthday to Michael Golder.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Wow.
And an early birthday to Tom Babcock, whose birthday is Saturday. No.
Oh, I didn't know. He's this June 16th. I didn't know Tom was the day after mine. I like to have to get together.
Well, happy birthday to you as well.
Happy Father's Day to everyone.
That's right.
That's why I really like Tom. That's why he's going to be a good salesman and help me, because he's a Gemini. I didn't know. Hey, Tom, if you're listening, I didn't know you were Gemini.
And by the way, Mike, I just wanted to mention that for those of you who don't know,
thank you,
Kyle Johnson, who was supposed to be here as our studio guest and guest host, is the Vice President, Chief Sales and Marketing Officer at Lighthouse Central Florida. And we're very grateful for him. Right, Michael?
Yes,
and
we are.
Lee Nassahi
yes,
and Richard
well,
Aline.
Yes, without them, there wouldn't be no show. They're the ones who believed in the show to put us on. And
right.
We're not happy birthday yet. Not till next week.
Yeah.
Not till next week.
That's right. We'll celebrate the whole month.
There you go.
There you go.
So we look forward to having Kyle in the studio soon.
Yes.
And I have a shout out. I have a shout out to Diane at Beyond Vision in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hope you're listening, Diane. If you are, hey, why don't you call in and say hi?
407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. 407-894-1680.
Let's take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah. There we go. Some fun.
Hey, Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
It woke me up.
I love that.
That's courtesy of our creative producer.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Very cute.
Hey, folks, St. Louis, that's on 1010 AM or 104.5 FM.
Get ready. Sheila's headed to your town.
That's right. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wichita, Kansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. For all those who are listening out there, hope you can give us a call. Hope you can call in. Give us a shout out or tell us what's going on. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And anywhere you are in this country, just feel free to call in. Before we go to break, the first break, I got to tell you something. It's very important to me, and this is very important. I want you to listen and listen good. We've had two people that are friends of this radio show and very close to all of us in the studio right now. We're talking about Joe Pilano and Patty Land. We're talking about somebody almost lost this past week. He called, and thank God he was arrived at the hospital, and he just made it. Talk about Don Wilkerson. And let me just say this, folks. There's a company that Lynn and I checked out. After Don called last week, I said, we have to do something. This is no joke. There's a company out there that's called Medical Care Alert. Let me tell you this again, Medical Care Alert. This company, you can't do without. For a dollar a day, listen to this, a dollar a day, it can save your life. You can wear this device around your neck or on your arm. You can wear it in the shower. You can wear it anyway. You don't have to take it off. It's family owned. The folks that work there are EMT approved, and we're talking about they're all American-based people. You don't have to worry about talking to somebody in China or anywhere else. They're all American-based. Now, I know there's a lot of alert companies, but I wanted to have the best for our radio show. I wanted to have the best for our listeners, and I got them. Yeah, 5 stars they were given. Angie, on the Angie list, that's right, they're on the Angie list approved. And all I can tell you is this way. Those folks listening to the show, especially, and I'm saying especially if you live alone. Patty lived alone. May she rest in peace. And if she would have had something she just pushed on her arm, who knows, it might have saved her life. Who knows? But at least she had a shot. And as far as I'm concerned, later on the show, I'll tell you a story with me that happened true. Because if I would have had it, I would have had a piece of my life, because I got lost when I went to New York. And if I would have had that device, I could just push the button and I would have had a lot less aggravation, to say the least. And for those folks that live alone, or if you, even if you don't live alone, but people have problems. And let me just say this way. All my friends, most of them, in every which way, have something. And I know unless you're 15 or 20 years old, maybe you don't need it. But when you start hitting 50s and 60s, this Medical Care Alert is perfect for you. I'm going to talk more about it in the show because I totally believe in Medical Care Alert. We're talking about many things that we can talk about Medical Care Alert, whether it's medical-based, American-based, whether it's family-owned. Wear it in the shower, it's great. Lynn, what's the phone number to call?
Yeah, it's a special number for our listeners. It's 877-234-3033. 877-234-3033. And if you'd like to learn more about Medical Care Alert, just go to, it's very simple, medicalcarealert.com.
It'll be on our website starting tomorrow. Tell you more about it. And let me just say this to you. Just remember one thing. No joke, you need it. And don't tell me you can't afford it, because a dollar a day you can afford. They have one for $1.50 a day, which I'm going to get, not because I don't want the dollar a day, because I travel. And if I travel, the other one is good for 1,000 feet of your home. So if you around the corner, 1,000 feet.
Four football fields, I think it is.
Four football fields. That is good for. But if you travel and if you want it, who knows? If you're going to a trade show, you're going to a concert, you're going somewhere, you're in a hotel somewhere far from home, and you need a problem. I mean, let's put it this way. This care alert, medical care alert, you can use it also. Listen to this. You can use it also that, God forbid, you hear someone that you know who it is, and you're in your house or in your hotel room. You don't know what's going on. And you call this, push the button, they will come.
We're going to break.
Okay, we're going to break. Yep. We'll talk more about medical care alert down the road. And just remember the name, Medical Care Alert.
Independence for you. That's
well,
what it
that's
is.
Well, that's true. It gives you total independence. Mm-hmm. And sighted people, we're talking about those two.
Yep. We're going to break.
Going to break. See you back.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Lynx is Central Florida's largest public transportation provider, and they're celebrating its 25th anniversary. Lynx provides more than 85,000 passenger trips each weekday with Wi-Fi on all buses. The new mobility management model now provides travel options and customer service for the Access Lynx program. To better serve you, Lynx just might pick you up in a taxi or a private vehicle. And now, with the Lynx bus tracker, you will know just where your bus is en route. Pay your bus fare from your phone with the new Lynx PaulPass mobility payment app. Public transportation is at its best just for you. Check out golynx.com for the latest news and updates from Lynx. That's golynx.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
National Braille Press supports a lifetime of opportunity for blind children through Braille literacy and provides access to information that empowers blind people to actively engage in work, family, and community affairs. As a Braille publisher, NBP offers a large variety of Braille book publications for its adult audience. Everything from literature, poetry, and quotation collections to books on how to use technology. NBP technology books are written by blind authors for blind tech users. Android, Apple, Windows, and more on computer and device how-tos. You can become an expert. Don't let technology be a wall, but become part of the digital world. For more information about National Braille Press, visit nbp.org or call 617-266-6160.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are live from Orlando, Florida. My name is Michael. If you don't know my name, Michael. My two co-hosts, if I can say it right, on the right of me is my lovely wife, Lynn Golder.
I'm back. Hello, everybody.
And on my left is the genius, Sheila Young.
Don't set it too high.
Scenes, and behind the scenes, we have Chris Shaw, the man with the goods.
You ever seen one of the cartoons where they out in the desert and then they just walk and then all of a sudden they imagine like this whole glass
mirage,
of water? Right.
A mirage.
That's how I feel right now.
Did you give them some water?
Well, I got it. And they both have water, and I closed our door so you could keep yours open. And
okay, you are so sweet.
I know.
Gee, Gallagher's.
All right.
I want to be like you when I get younger.
All right. Hey, everybody, want to join this terrific conversation?
Yeah, give us a call, 407-894-6080.
Let's hear from you.
Okay, so let's talk.
Sheila's got things to say.
Sheila, you got a lot to say. Let's hear it.
Yeah, Sheila.
The audience is waiting.
She asked me if I had anything to say, and I said no.
Well, why don't you set up your audio?
Oh, well, Lynn wanted to hear at the Florida Council of the Blind. We had our election of officers this year. Mm-hmm. And
pardon me, that's the state of Florida, right?
The Florida Council of the Blind, yes.
Right, the state.
The state.
Yeah.
Yes, each state has an affiliate that is the Council of the Blind, like Maryland Council of the Blind, mm-hmm. Massachusetts, et cetera, et cetera. And the Florida Council of the Blind had their convention the 20th of May, that weekend. And I was elected the state president, so Lynn wanted to play where I was nominated and elected, and then my terrible acceptance speech. So
let's hear it.
All
Chris
right.
Blanche.
I'm sure Sheila would like somebody else to run. Any other nominations for president? Any other nominations for president? Third time.
Second, Bill Freeman.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. All opposed? Sheila, congratulations. Thank you.
And then what is next?
The next is my terrible acceptance speech. So.
Okay, we'll listen to that.
Okay.
No crying.
You better not cry.
I cannot thank you enough for trusting me enough to elect me as your new president. There is no way in the world I can ever do what Mr. Crowd has done. He has been amazing, and just thank you, Jim. And thank you for trusting me to take over, try to take over after you.
You've got all of us to answer to.
That's what I'm afraid of. I do have a presentation, and before I present what I'm going to present, I just want to say my whole love for FCB is the members. And you are what makes this organization. Please communicate with me if there's anything you need, anything I can do. Don't know that I can do it, but I will certainly try. So thank you. Mr. Crott, the Florida Council of the Blind at National Convention is honoring you with a lifetime membership to the ACB. I don't know if the meeting's over, but Mr. President,
this is funny.
I'm in charge now. Oh, I didn't know that. Is there any further Is there any further business to be discussed?
No.
Yes, Debbie.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very
congratulations
nice.
Again,
congratulations.
Sheila.
All right.
We're very proud of
go
you.
Go to trivia.
All
trivia
right.
time. I'm going to go to trivia.
Oh, this is Sheila's choice, too.
All right.
Okie dokie.
Trivia time.
Chris has got
407-894-1680. The first one's going to be a song, and the next one's going to be a question. Go ahead.
So who is singing this song?
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
I know one person who will know it. Don't give me a call first. I know. I know she will.
I do too.
See the lights. School's out, the night's rolling, man. Just like a long lost friend, you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard. Young love and an old Ford. Cheap shades and a tattoo and a Yoo-Hoo bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. A sip of wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. Temperature says 93 down, with the deposit and guarantee, but that swimming hole, it's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off.
Okay, 407-894-1680.
It's an appropriate song.
Who
Summertime.
Is singing this song? Who is singing this song? Now, waiting for that one, I'm going to give you another one. But this is not a song. This is another question. So you can have two trivias going back to back. The first one was the song. Who's singing it? Now I'm going to give you an easy one. Okay? See if you know history. Ready for the question?
Sure.
Here's the question. This president was assassinated. His brother was assassinated. That's two brothers were assassinated in his family. What was the third brother who was still living? That was an easy one. What was his brother's name? So I just told you, the first brother was assassinated. The second brother later was assassinated. The third brother, who was living, he was not
living.
Assassinated.
Was living. He was living.
At the time, he was living.
Right.
At the time of that assassination, he was living. He's now passed away at the time. But at the time, he was living. Now he's passed away. But at the time of that assassination, I want to know his name. The third brother who was living. He was not assassinated.
I believe we have
what
some
was his
callers.
Name? 407-894-1680.
All right, so we do have two callers.
Okay.
We do have two callers on the line, so just in case one didn't get the first one, the other one got it, and vice versa. So exactly like I said, this young lady had done already called in, and she was first on the dial. All right, then we got a first-time caller as well that's on the phone line and listening as well. All right. So let's go right here, all the way around the block, up and down the river, over the river, and through the woods to our girl, the one, the only, the fabulous Miss KJ.
Kelly James.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
And I hope the other caller will stay online.
Okay, one
so
just
we can
second,
talk
Kelly James. One
yeah,
second before you
on.
Talk. Where's the other person
the other
from? What's her first name and where's she from?
Her name is Jennifer, and she's from Orlando.
Okay, let her not hang up.
Yeah,
okay,
let her
tell
hold
her not
on.
To hang up.
So, Jennifer, hold on, all right? Don't hang up.
Okay, Kelly James from Orlando, you are on. So who do you think?
All right, that is Mr. Kenny Chesney.
Yes, it
there
is.
You go.
Congratulations.
She just won. Congratulations, Kelly James. And you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
And how's the reception up there on the 11th floor?
Oh, well, I'm listening through the A-L-E-X-A.
Ah,
can't say it.
A-L-E-X-A, right.
Can't say it.
I don't get very good radio reception up here.
Yeah, in the stratosphere, right?
I don't get good reception at my house, so it doesn't matter whether you're at the 11th floor or the first.
Yeah. All right, what did she win, Michael?
I just said, a Sonny's Barbecue.
I wasn't paying attention.
$10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right,
you'll
keep
love
on listening.
You'll love Sonny's Barbecue, great food, great food. So, Jennifer, you on the line?
Smacking good.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Gary, number two.
So, who's on the line now?
All right. Thank you, KJ.
All
Jennifer.
Bye-bye. All right, and let's head over to our good friend, the one and only Miss Jennifer, first time caller. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you?
That is the girl that I work with, and she lives across the street from me and a very dear friend of mine.
Oh, wait a minute. Jennifer. So y'all work together. Y'all live in the same block, in the same house together.
Not like in the same house.
Oh, okay.
This is a setup.
She lives across the street.
Okay, so y'all work together.
And we work together.
Good friends together.
And we're good friends.
Y'all do each other's hair.
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
But she does her laundry at my house.
See, okay, I got you.
Yes, I do.
So, Jennifer, why have you on the line? Did you know who the other trivia question was?
You mean the
is
answer?
Is
it Ted Kennedy?
100%
right. All
right.
Girl, you go, girl.
Woo-hoo. There you go. Wow. You just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Plus you. Woo-hoo. Plus a bracelet for being a first-time caller.
That's
awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, it pays to listen to.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Line and Beyond Radio Show.
And I've got her address, Chris.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being there,
no
Jennifer.
Problem.
Appreciate
Have
it.
Have a great night.
You too. See, she just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. She just won a beautiful new bracelet, being a first-time caller. And by the way, if you call the radio show, not even for trivia, just call us and say hello. Because you are a first-time caller, you get a bracelet. And these are nice. I wear my bracelet all the time. I really do. Okay? Not because I'm the host of the show. I love this bracelet. So the point is you can have one, too, just by calling up the radio show, 407-894-1680. Okay? You can do that by calling in.
You know, Michael, one of the things we were talking about last week, and I've been reading a lot about it on Facebook also, is that people are loving the Be My Eyes app.
I'd like to
encourage people to please call in if you use the Be My Eyes app. We would love to hear from you and let other listeners who don't know about it learn from you. So, Shirley, you use Be My Eyes, right?
Yes, there's tell us about it a little bit. Ways that you can use Be My Eyes.
Tell us.
Well, I've used it when my computer wouldn't talk and couldn't figure out what was wrong. I had somebody on the other end, and they'd look at my screen and say, okay, it's got a safety, it's trying to update, it won't. Your screen reader won't talk when your Windows is updating. Mm-hmm. And it took like 2 hours to update. But I have used it in a meeting room trying to find the door to go out, because in a lot of those hotel meeting rooms, it's hard once you get in that room to find your way back out of the room. So you get somebody on the other end and they say, okay, we'll go forward and turn to your left, and it's straight ahead.
Yeah, that's
that
terrific, because
those
hallways go on and on.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful app. And there's just so much you can do with it. You know, you can have somebody read you the directions on something if you can't read it or can't scan it. If you drop something on the floor, they can tell you, okay, your keys are to the left, down 2 feet. So there's all kinds of ways you can use that app.
We were talking to Alexander off the air last week, and I asked him if there's a limit to the length of the call, and he said no. Mm-mm. He started laughing. What was that story he told that they're on for 45 minutes? Somebody was putting something together, or I don't know what it was, but don't take advantage. they will help you. It's great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful app and free.
And free.
You can't beat it. Way up here
in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Oh, it is? I thought we were on. But if you have anything to say about Be My Eyes, please call in and give a little testimonial. We would love to hear it, have you share. So we're going to be going to break in 1 minute.
Okay, we come back. Do another trivia. That's right. A music one.
Are you feeling flush tonight? Were you ready to give everything away?
Yes. Giving away the store, the house, everything.
407-894-1680.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. That's the phone number to call in.
Yeah.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raised tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
If you're looking for the best Braille translation program, you need Duxbury Systems, the world leader in Braille software since 1975. DBT Win and DBT Mac. Screen reader friendly, easy to use, works with virtually any Braille embosser, takes your files, Word, text files, HTML, etc., and converts the text to Braille. Free technical support, 12 months of free upgrades, free JAWS script files in 50 languages. Now you can write your documents in Word and then send it directly to your Braille embosser if you wish. Get to work. Visit DuxburySystems.com now.
Be My Eyes is a free app that connects blind and low vision people with more than 1 million sighted volunteers. Volunteers lend their eyes to blind and low vision users through a live video connection, so both receiving assistance and volunteering has never been easier. Whether you're blind or visually impaired and need visual assistance with everyday tasks like identifying colors, reading expiration dates, or navigating. Or if you're sighted and would like to volunteer, simply download the Be My Eyes app on iOS or Android and select whether you're blind or sighted when you sign up. It only takes minutes to get started. Be My Eyes is completely free. You can make as many calls as you like 24/7. Download Be My Eyes from the App Store or Play Store today. For more information, visit BeMyEyes.com.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we are back. That's right. We are back. You wouldn't believe this place right now, where Chris Shaw, the engineer, he's sitting. It's like it's worse than an oven. It is in a really hot spot. It's got to be more than 100 degrees in there.
That's why we're talking about summertime.
And where we are,
and he's got
in
the
studio,
lights on, so he can't
it's not
see the
so
keyboard.
Bad. It's probably only about 85 or 90 where we are.
Yeah, it's comfortable in here.
It's comfortable?
In this room. Yeah,
good.
I'm fine.
Let me just tell you, folks. Polaris. Remember the name. Polaris Navigator APS. Let me say it again. Polaris Navigator APS. That is basically an audio to help you cross the street if you are visually impaired and blind. Now, I know you have your canes and your guide dogs that you can cross the street. But let's face it, this audio can help you even better. Because if you listen to it, It'll help you be safe. Sheila, did you ever have it cross the street in an audio with the
It's an audio traffic signal.
They're accessible pedestrian signals.
Yeah, so did you ever use one?
Yes.
How'd you like it?
I like them. They tell you what street you're crossing. They tell you what intersection you're standing at, and they tell you when to walk. And that's the last time we did our white cane walk. We did it at the intersection where there was an APS. So they're very good. I really want to check out the Bluetooth feature when I figure out what that is all about. But yeah, they're really cool.
Now, a lot of you may not have it in your neighborhood, but you can get one. It's not even costing you a dime. It's free for you. All you have to do is contact Polara Navigator APS, the company, and just call them up. Tell them you'd like one. They'll give you a whole thing to help you. And then you and they will call the city where you are and get them to come out and do that street that you would like. But you first have to tell someone where you're at, because the city and Polara, they don't know where you're at. They have no idea. And the city won't do it and put up streetlights or whatever this audio is unless you ask for it. So Polara is for the traffic lights. That's right. And it's an audio. But you have to ask for it. It's free to you. All you have to do is ask for it. So don't forget to contact Polara Navigator APS. Lynn, give the phone number, would you please?
It's very simple. It's just 903-366-0300. That's 903-366-0300. Or just visit them at Polara.com. P-O-L-A-R-A. Polara.com.
Now, everything I'm talking about today and always, it's on our website. So if you want to contact Polara and you didn't get the phone number, just go to our website. It's all there. And if you missed any show, you want to hear the show, you want to hear this show, you missed last Sunday's show or 6 months ago's show, they're all there. Every show we've ever done is there. Well, you want to know how to contact it? It's Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the A-N-D, Blind and Beyond, radioshow.org. I'll repeat it again. Our website is Blind and Beyond, radioshow.org. And if you want to write to me, tell me what's going on in your community. Anything you want to say? All you have to do is put Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
I would like to hear some from some first-time callers.
Well, they get a bracelet if they call in.
That's right.
Right now, we're going to go to trivia. This is a song and another trivia back-to-back, another trivia. Here we go. Tell me who's singing this song. 407-894-1680.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was me. My bad. I thought I'm feeling the heat wave again. I'm sorry. Okay.
Wrong. Oh, you can use that.
You could do that song.
Yeah, do that song.
Do that one.
We never told who was singing it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. Poor Chris.
I know it.
Well, we can do the board and you come in here and do the show.
There you go.
Like a heat wave.
I gotta stop the song for a while. I'm gonna play it back in a minute. This is for new callers. New callers. I want a new caller to call in. New caller for this song. This is big song. Every time they can
somebody
hire
somebody beat you to the punch,
well,
they're already on the phone.
Is it a new caller? I mean, I'd like to hear a new caller call in.
Well, we'll do that for the next one then.
Well, everybody knows this song. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
That's when music was so good.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Who's on the line? They called in fast.
You have to give him a chance to answer the phone, and then
okay, let's
he
play more of the song.
He can't see the keyboard
then
to type, so he's probably going to tell us.
Play more of that song.
He's talking.
He's on the phone, Michael.
Okay. I wanted a new caller to call in.
All right.
That was
so,
a good
Sheila,
week.
You're getting ready. You're in your mind, your mindset. You're getting ready to go mindset. To St. Louis. Your mindset, yeah.
Well, the plane is reserved.
Yeah, well, there's so step one.
The flight's reserved. The hotel room is reserved. The registration is done. So, the meeting starts Saturday night and goes through Thursday.
Have you ever been to St. Louis?
No.
Oh, you haven't been?
Meet Mm-mm. me in St. Louis.
We're doing a couple tours. We get to, we're going to an outdoor theater, audio described theater, mm-hmm. With dinner, and we're going to get to actually feel the costumes and meet the actors, and sounds like a lot of fun. And then we're going to do the city trolley tour, which I've always loved city tours. I think they're interesting because there's so much history in this country. And then,
are you going to the Arch? I thought there was something.
There is the Arch, but that's on Friday, and I'm not going till Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So my sister and I are going to try and go to the Arch on our own.
Oh, your sister's going too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, nice. What a good sister you have.
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't let me go by myself. Oh. I told her I could go by myself. She said, nope, you need a guide sister.
Oh, that's great. You guys are going to have a blast.
Oh, we will have fun.
All right, who's on the line?
He's there. I don't know. He's having a whole conversation with them.
Is someone on the line?
I don't know, Michael.
Is he still there?
It might not be for the song. It might be something else.
Chris, you better go back and see if he's still in the studio. He might have
did he pass out?
He might have passed out or shrunk.
Oh, no, I'm back. I got a call. First time caller on the phone line.
Good.
All the way from Claremont, Florida. Nicholas is calling in for the trivia now. Nicholas, how you doing, sir? And can you turn your radio all the way down for me, please?
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Nicholas, are you there?
Yes.
Nicholas is from Claremont, Florida.
How you doing tonight, Nicholas?
Hi, Nicholas.
Good.
You know who's singing that song?
You know who's singing the song?
Yes.
Who?
Martha and the Vandellas.
What's close to Vandellas? Martha
right.
and the Vandellas.
You know, he's young, Michael. Give him a break.
Okay. Hey, he got it.
That's right.
Good job. Congratulations.
You just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue. Do you like barbecue?
Yes.
Good. You got a Sonny's Barbecue.
And a bracelet.
And a beautiful bracelet. From Line of Beyond. Yes.
Well, congratulations. Thank you for listening.
When did you start listening to this radio show? I'm sorry? When did you start listening to this radio show? Did you just turn it on for the first time?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you
show. Hope you like the show.
Thank you.
Okay, give me.
Thank you, Nicholas. Hold
give
on.
Give Chris your address.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Keep on listening.
By the way, I changed my mind.
You what? Changed your mind?
It's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot in here? Well,
I just opened the door. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's
I guess I better take off my jacket and my long-sleeve shirt.
Reminds me of a song, but I won't say it.
Oh, what a crew. People are turning into the show. Saying, what are they doing tonight? This is the craziest thing. We're trying to make it through the 2 hours, folks. That's what
something.
We're doing.
If you were in the studio, you wouldn't be laughing because you'd also be saying, my
It's almost like during
gracious.
Hurricane Irma when we didn't have power in our home for
Don't do that. Don't do that
don't
to
get,
me.
Don't talk about hurricanes.
I'm already worried. I'm already nagging Michael. I got to get a new fan to put on the generator because I can't go through that again.
We cannot. Listen, I have another call on the phone line.
Okay, good.
All the way from Clearwater. It's another Nicholas.
Oh.
First time caller as well. Nicholas, how you doing,
that
sir?
That is funny.
Right.
What's the odds of that?
Hi, Nicholas.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, you?
I'm wonderful.
And you're calling from Clearwater?
I'm calling from Clearwater, yes.
What's the odds of two callers?
I don't know.
Both new, both with the name Nicholas.
That's
both calling from Florida. And wait a minute, I got something else. He's calling from Clearwater?
Yes.
The other guy was calling from Claremont.
Right.
Both C's.
I know, that's crazy, right?
How did you learn about the show, Nicholas, from Clearwater?
I heard it from my grandfather.
Wonderful.
And is your grandfather
vision impaired?
Somebody we know?
You should know him.
Is it Eugene?
I started to say is Eugene your grandfather.
Well, nice. He's a great guy, nice. Eugene. He's a great guy.
We love Eugene. We love your grandfather.
Yep, he's a good guy.
Thank you.
Well, you
I'm
get
sure he appreciates that.
Well, you just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you.
And
like
a bracelet.
Donuts. And a bracelet. Bracelet. You gotta get a bracelet too.
Ooh, we got a lot of mailing to do.
Because you're
this
a new
week.
Caller. Absolutely.
Okay,
keep well, on give, listening.
Give Chris
Say
your address.
Say hi to Grandpa.
Tell Eugene hi for us.
All right, are we going to break in 1 minute, actually?
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to break.
Well, Kelly KJ called in. She has a comment. Quick comment, Kelly, before we go to break. Hi.
Hey, Kelly.
Well, she was there.
Well, was there? Okay. We're going to break.
Hey, Kelly, you still there?
No.
All
right, well, we're going to break anyway. It's 7:51.
Going to break?
Alrighty.
And we'll be right back. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. The song that I was going to play, he didn't play.
Okay.
Well, you're generous tonight.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plan. Paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
The makers of the Polara APS Navigator have your utmost safety in mind. When you approach a busy intersection, the Polara Accessible Pedestrian Signal with Bluetooth technology will help protect you from danger as you cross the street. This equipment can be requested by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Under ADA and legal precedents, you should be provided with this equipment. It is within your rights to request the Polara APS Navigator when needed. Go to Polara.com, click on What is an APS, then click on How to Request an APS. You can print the instructions and sample letter. You can also call Polara at 903-366-0300 to request the forms and letters to be mailed to you. Polara is here for you. No need to think twice. For your safety, call them now, 903-366-0300 or www.polara.com.
Ah,
We're back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We'd like to hear from you folks out there besides Florida. Getting a lot of calls from Florida.
Hey, don't insult Florida now.
I'm not insulting Florida. I like to hear from other places as well. We got all these listeners all over the country listening. I like them to call in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't sit back. Okay, I'm going to do a fast trivia.
Oh, my gosh.
No, this is going to be an easy one. It's not music.
But if you take 4 minutes to say it, there'll be no time for you to call in. We go to the top of the hour.
Yeah, but then we can say, you're out of time. Going to break.
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. This was a president's wife. Okay, I'm not telling you her name, but it has something to do. They called her something bird. What was her name?
That's easy. That's easy peasy.
Well, that's the question. You got 2 minutes to answer. 407-8 What?
Blank bird, I said. They called her Blank Bird.
And last name. So they have to mention the first name and the last name.
Are we talking about Larry Bird's daughter?
No, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. She was the...
This might have been before your time, Chris.
Yeah. This was a wife of the president. What's her name? Something Bird.
You're trying not to say it.
407-894-1680.
And just so you know, when we come back... From the break, at the top of the hour, we have guests calling in, guest callers. So we're going to have Debbie Budzinski, Lids for Kids with Cancer. And she's a talented woman that just gives every day to the children with cancer. She makes the most wonderful caps. And then we also have Brian McDonald calling in. Brian is the president of National Braille Press in Boston, Massachusetts. So we look forward to their calls.
Oh, it's a wonderful organization.
That's right. On the other side of the
407-894-1680. Call us before the break. You only got now less than 2 minutes to call in and let me know what was the wife of the president. What was her name?
I just
the whole name.
We can always blame this first hour on the heat. It went to our heads. I think he's got a caller. You got a caller? Okay.
Yes, I have a caller calling all the way from Claremont, Florida.
Again.
We have the one and only the young lad, Mr. Brian.
Oh, is that a new caller?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, he is young.
Younger and younger.
How are you?
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I am just fine. How long have you been listening to the show?
Just today.
Oh, well, thank you. Are you having fun with it?
Yes.
Yeah. Blind people are crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, don't laugh. I think that's the number.
Do you know the answer to the question?
Yes.
What's the answer?
What's the answer?
Claudia out to Lady Bird Johnson.
Wow.
Aren't you smart?
Lady Bird Johnson. What grade are you in school?
I'm going to the seventh.
Seventh grade.
Wow. He's a big boy.
What happened to the sixth grade?
I think he finished
so
it.
So tell him what he won before we go to the top of the hour, Michael.
I think this fellow, let me ask you a question. I know what you want, and I'm going to give it to you. How about a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts?
You like ice cream?
Or ice cream. You can have a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay, that's what you're going to get. $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. We can have ice cream there, too. So you got a $10 gift card come to you and a bracelet.
Don't hang up and let Chris have your address.
You
got to
get your address.
Okay. Hey, Brian, it was a young man named Richard from Tallahassee, but I think he was listening in. And
he can call back the second hour.
All right.
Around 8:30.
Hey, Brian, do me a favor. Let me have your guardian on the phone, and I'm going to place while I put you all on hold for a moment, all right? So tell mom or dad or someone that's your legal guardian for me to talk to them, all right? Hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Get you off the air.
Okay.
It's on you, Lynn.
Okay.
We got less than 7 seconds.
Okay, well, here we go. Top of the hour, Michael.
All right, we're going to top of the hour. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming
Station
up. Stay
ID.
Tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. A lot more coming up.